All right, Bill. So I just read your recent tweet and wanted to respond to you. I'm driving now again, so hence the audio boo. And basically what I want to say isn't 140, even 240 characters isn't going to be enough to cover it. So I understand where the thinking is, where the thinking comes from when people think about the revenue that Apple makes on music sales and iTunes. Now, the fact of the matter is this. They make so little off of the music sales that it's not even worth mentioning, to be honest with you. Yes, they have made a significant amount of money from it, but that's because of the total number of tracks that they've sold, and they've sold that many music tracks because of their hardware. See, it took me the longest time, and I'm being perfectly honest with you, it took me the longest time when I left the Windows world, per se, you know, over to the Mac world, because the way of thinking, everything is different. See, with Microsoft, you always think software, software, software. Microsoft's a software company, and it's really hard to kind of grasp the way Apple does things, because they're the exact opposite. They're a hardware company. All the software that they develop is for their hardware. Case in point, I mean, if they wanted to be a software company and they wanted to dominate OS sales, they could easily offer OS 10 so it could be installed on PCs. They don't do that because they're a hardware company. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Before I ever had an iPod, I downloaded iTunes to play with it because I had some friends that were telling me, dude, it's the music manager of choice. It's the way to go. I was using Winamp back in the day, and I downloaded iTunes, played with it for less than a week, could not stand it, removed it from my system after 2 weeks, and I never used it again until, guess when? When I bought my first iPod. So it all ties back into the hardware. And I'm willing to bet good money that there's a lot of people out there that purchased a Palm Pre that did not have an iPod, that downloaded and are now using iTunes because Palm made it known that they could sync their media with it. So again, I'm not speaking for everybody, but that's my opinion. And again, like I said earlier, Apple is a hardware company. Their software is based upon their hardware. And yes, they've sold a lot of music. Yes, they've made a significant amount of money because of that. But at the end of the day, after you pay for bandwidth costs and everything, they make so little of it that, yeah, of course, when you sell a trillion freaking tracks, you're going to make a ton of money. But it's, you know, they don't set the prices for the music. The labels are the ones that dictate how much the tracks are going to sell for. And Apple's been fighting that, you know, for the longest time. That's why, you know, Steve Jobs was like, you know, a couple years ago saying that, you know, 99 cents was way too much to charge, because they were getting, what was it, 3 cents? I think it was made known publicly that Apple was getting 3 cents per every track. So you sell one track, you make 3 cents, yet you're the one paying for all the bandwidth. I mean, it's exact same thing with the App Store. The App Store, they make a little more, obviously, depending on, you know, what the cost of the app is. It's a 70-30 split, but Apple's the one that's paying for all the bandwidth. Now, anybody out there that has ever paid for any kind of bandwidth, you know how much it is. It's not exactly cheap. Yes, when you're a big company, you can start negotiating better rates and whatnot, but still, at the end of the day, bandwidth is still bandwidth, and it's expensive. And again, everything that Apple does, software-wise, always ties back into their hardware. So, hope this clears up the confusion, I guess. And like I said, I'm driving now. Hopefully the car noise isn't too bad. It's everything I said came across. So respond back. Holla.